I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Pueblo property owners will see a 35% increase next year in the fees they pay to repair and maintain the aging Arkansas River levee. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Construction costs to update the levee are higher because the levee extended deeper into the riverbed than expected. The fees are determined by whether properties lie in the flood zone, in city limits, or in the county. Project engineer Kim Cook says the flood zone properties pay the highest rate.
If the levee wasn't there, they'd have to be buying flood insurance, which is significantly more expensive than what this assessment is.
The fee for a $100,000 property in the flood zone will go up by about $37 annually. The district will also obtain $10 million in additional financing to finish the project. Construction is expected to begin again in November and take at least two more winter seasons to complete. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Guidelines for painting new murals on the levee are in the works, and grant applications are being filed for a new whitewater park and other recreational infrastructure. El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder says the county jail is facing overcrowding with a record high number of inmates. The jail takes inmates from seven municipalities, including Colorado Springs, and was expanded in 2005 at a cost of $55 million. Detention officials tell the Gazette other solutions are needed, other than adding more beds. This is 91.5 KRCC News.